Hyperliquid's May perps volume sets a record against the CEX's. Hyperliquid's perpetual futures volume in May reached a record 6.63% of total global centralized exchange volume and 14.4% of Binance's volume, according to a report shared by Wu Blockchain on June 4, 2026. Both figures are the highest the on-chain venue has posted, and they landed in a month when the broader market was selling off rather than rallying. The detail that matters is the denominator. A single decentralized exchange is now being measured as a fraction of the entire centralized derivatives market, not against other DEX. That comparison was not worth making a year ago. A record set into a falling market Hyperliquid hit the mark during weakness, not strength. As of June 4, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $64,181, down 4.3% on the day and 11.9% over the week. Ether sat around $1,788, off 4.5%. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index read 20, firmly in fear. Derivatives volume often spikes when prices fall, because traders hedge, close, and liquidate. Some of May's flow is that mechanical churn. The share gain is the part that does not reset when prices recover. Liquidations come and go with volatility. Market share is stickier because it reflects where traders chose to route orders when they had options on both size centralized books and an on-chain order book. A record 14.4% of Binance's volume says a meaningful slice of that decision went on-chain. On-chain derivatives stop being a niche. For years, the standard objection to decentralized perps was depth. Centralized books were deeper, fills were tighter, and serious size stayed on Binance, OKX, and Bybit, a venue clearing 6.63% of global CEX volume in a single month chips at that objection. It does not erase it. Most derivatives volume still clears on centralized exchanges, and one strong month is not a trend on its own. What changed is that the gap is now measured in single-digit percentages against the whole centralized field, rather than in orders of magnitude. The trajectory, more than the absolute number, is what traders and the exchanges themselves will watch. Binance losing 14.4% of its own volume, equivalent to one competitor, is a number its desk notices. The custody trade traders are making routing perps through an on-chain venue is a custody decision as much as an execution one. Funds sit in a smart contract and a connected wallet rather than on an exchange's internal ledger. That removes one layer of counterparty risk, the FTX and Wirecard kind, where a solvent-looking custodian freezes balances overnight. It adds others, smart contract risk, Oracle risk, and the cost of being your own settlement layer. That trade-off is the same one crypto card users weigh between custodial and self-custodial spending. The appeal of holding keys in trading and in spending alike grows when confidence in centralized intermediaries thins. A fear reading of 20 is exactly the environment where that instinct sharpens. Reading the number without overreading it. A few caveats keep this in proportion. The figures come from one data aggregation shared on X, not an audited exchange disclosure. So treat the precise decimals as a strong estimate rather than a settled fact. Reported DEX volume can also include wash and incentive-driven activity that inflates raw totals, a recurring asterisk on on-chain venues that pay for flow. And a single month, even a record one, is a data point, not a structural shift confirmed. The signal still stands. An on-chain perps platform measured at 6.63% of all centralized exchange volume during a sell-off is a different competitive picture than the one centralized exchanges described a year ago. That is the data worth filing, and the next monthly print is the one to check it against.